Hey everybody, welcome to 6 months later, the podcast 180 days in the making, where we talk to interesting people about their lives and their hopes for the future, and then we check in with them in 6 months to see if they've returned the amulet to stop the mummy's curse. I am your host. My name is Matthew Shadorn, and I'm joined as always by my co-host,
Tara Newton Wordsworth. How are you going, Matt?
I'm all right. How are you today, Tara?
I don't know why I answered my name like a question. That was a really weird experience. But anyway, it's happened. I'm doing okay, thank you. It's nice to talk to you again so soon.
Yes.
Given that we had another interview this morning.
So. Two episodes in one day.
Yeah, we're smashing these out. Yeah, good, good. No real updates since this morning, other than just having gone for a walk because I felt like I was on the brink of losing all sanity. And that was good. Had a nice walk in the sunshine.
That's good.
Don't know. I mean, I don't even know what I'm up to these days. Cleaning the house, trying to sort stuff, trying to get things out of the house. What was
going
I talking about today?
On Wednesday?
Oh yeah, I'm going to Croydon on Wednesday for my visa thing. Croydon, I mean, famous for being one of the most exciting places to go in the UK.
Croydon, jewel of South England.
So it's like just over a 2-hour drive. I'm going to just really use that as some time for myself, you know, listen to podcasts that I like listening to.
That's good.
Maybe listen to my own music choices. The only music I listen to anymore in the car is all just like, you know, Baby Bum, nursery rhymes, hopscotch songs. So yeah, it'll be nice to hear something that's not Baby Shark.
Yes.
How about you?
Well, I've been to Croydon before. Oh, yeah. I've taken that trip. I don't own a car like some fancy people. So it was an hour on the train and then a further hour on two different subways. No, it was like some time on the subway and then some time on the, like, what's the above ground called? Like,
I don't know, but I think you're referring to the tube for starters.
The tube, so.
And the overground.
Sorry, the tube and the overground.
You live in this country now, Matt. It's time to adapt.
Right. But yeah, it's a hell of a trip. It's an annoying trip to the Croydon, so they don't make it convenient.
No. Yeah. I always hate visa appointments as well. I always feel really tense because I just always feel like they're going to be like, well, I guess we've decided we don't want you in the country anymore. I don't know why. That's just my default. I just expect that, you know, and I'm always like mentally preparing that they're going to say that.
Well, I took all my stuff to the biometric appointment, which is the same thing you're doing. And it was just like, it's just this huge, for anybody who's never done a visa, it's a huge pile of paperwork. It's basically like, this proves I have a life in the UK. This proves that, you know, my marriage isn't a sham. This proves, you know, it's all these things like who I am. You know, I am who I am and I am, this is my life is real, which is a surprisingly difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Verify your existence. To government bureaucracy. And this isn't even like the worst. But anyways, the thing, and then I hand all the information in to the lady. Like, they do the biometric scans, they take my fingerprints, they take my picture. Then there's a clerk there. She took all my paperwork. She's sorting through all the paperwork. She's like, okay, here's the letter from your lawyer. Here's all the information from them. She's looking through everything. And then she's like, great. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, I love this country. Like, I don't know. Like, what? I was like, is there anything else I need to know? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know if I have anything else to prove. I don't know. It was the worst fucking thing she could have asked me at that point. So terrifying. And I was like, anyways.
I don't know why I always feel that same nervousness about, like, it's like when you're answering all the really ridiculous questions that are like, have you ever been involved with, like, terrorist organizations and all this stuff, which is all obviously like no, but there's always a part of me that's like, I better read this question really, really well and thoroughly and make sure I definitely haven't been involved with any of it. Like, it's just really crazy. It's like whenever I, you know, am at the airport and it's like, make sure you're not carrying, like, you know, explosives and this and that, and I'm like, have I got any explosives in my, like, it's just stupid stuff where you're like, of course I don't, like, why am I even thinking about this? But yeah, anyway, I always feel like that when I see a police car. I always assume that I'm speeding or doing something illegal, and it's like, I'm going the speed limit, like, I'm fine, just relax. Anyway, I don't know why my default is obviously that I think I'm doing something wrong all the time.
Well, you are from a nation of criminals.
That's true. So this is true. Probably
kind of
a descendant,
the natural impulse of those people, of your people.
That's my granddad right there. No, he was actually, to be honest, I think I'm from the people who like did all the colonizing, which I feel very bad about. So my apologies for that, but at least I'm back here, you know, where we came from. So that's a relief. Yeah. I can feel better about, you know, coming back.
I feel like the most woke thing you could do is move back to Europe. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. to help the native peoples of America.
That's kind of you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I'm decolonizing the place. One person.
We've both decolonized ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they were like, go back where you came from. And
yeah, okay.
Oh, there's socialized medicine here. Whoa, twist my arm. I feel like I had something I wanted to report to you and I don't remember what it was. No,
oh, well. Oh, we talked about me going for a walk and sanity. Was that to do with it?
No.
Was it anything to do with your baby and the day?
No.
Just have a think. It'll come back.
Nah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so life's pretty chill right now. Just hanging out with Tavish. He gets bigger and bigger every day. He's a gigantic baby. He'll soon crush us all. But yeah. I'm excited. Any predictions for 6 months from now?
My prediction is I'm going to really commit to the summer bod. And by October, I am going to be just pure muscle, I would say.
Okay.
Any other predictions?
Yes. I can use the summer here to get in shape and then go and enjoy that in the summer in Australia.
Yes, exactly. So by the time it gets to Australian summer, I'm going to get over there and literally be just like rocking that bikini bod. To be honest, I'll be completely honest with you. I've never had a bikini bod in my entire life. Even when I was a teenager, I was always that like fat, pasty teenager with horrendous skin. So now's my time. Like now is, this is the time. Now after I've had two babies and I've very much still got a baby body, but this is it. I'm committing. I'm going to use this podcast right now as a commitment to myself to do it, to just really work out and eat healthily. I can do this, Matt.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I am. I'm probably just going to continue eating and drinking the way that I do, which is not the best.
But it's also not the worst, you know.
It's probably not the worst. I mean, I'm a vegetarian, but I feel like I've reached a point where that doesn't really help me very much anymore. You know what I'm going to do in 6 months is I am excited to go to a museum. And I am going to go to a museum. I'm going to have been to a museum. Because I miss going to museums. Because I like museums. I even like to say the word museums. I don't know. I mean, there's like, I miss going to like, I used to go to the Pitt River Museum, which is here in Oxford. And if you've ever been, it's like in the back of the Natural History Museum. And it's basically like this guy, Colonel Pitt River, whoever, he like just collected all this junk from all over the world. And he didn't even like go anywhere and get it. It's not like he was like this Victorian in a pith helmet, like tromping all over the earth and like pillaging artifacts from it. He just like bought this shit from other people who were out pillaging. But then somehow he just like threw it all in this museum. So it's like the museum that has like everything that humanity ever made and then was stolen by the British. And it's all in this like one giant room and it's cramped. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, you have to go. It's
really good.
It's nuts. It's like there's like shrunken heads. There's like every weapon ever made. There's a machine that makes nightmares. There's model boats. There's like everything. There's, you know, tattooing stuff.
I find shrunken heads really weird.
They are very weird.
It really freaks me out that they're like real heads.
Yeah. So, but I'm excited. I was thinking today, I was like, I really am bummed out because Tavish really likes to look at the posters on our wall and all the pictures that we have up on the wall. And I was just like, I wish I could take him to a museum. So that's my goal for 6 months is to take Tavish to the museum and go to a museum.
That's so nice. I feel like as, I guess, by that time, a 4-month-old baby, he'll be able to fully appreciate it, you know, like really take it in.
Okay. You know what? Some things are just for me. Some things are like, he can maybe appreciate seeing some of the fun things, but anyway.
I'm excited to take the boys to the Natural History Museum in London because they've got a really fun floor like down the bottom, which is just like kids stuff, and it's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I took these kids that I used to nanny years ago, like 8 years ago, I took them there and it was so fun. So I'm really excited to take my own kids there.
See, you've never been there.
You will love it. It's going to be great for Tavish when he's, you know, more like 5 or 6 months, I guess.
Yeah, well, anyways.
All right, well, is that that's your prediction?
That's
so you're
prediction.
Going to a museum?
I'm going to start going to more museums. But okay. Now that hopefully we'll be able to, so.
Fantastic.
We'll go to museums. So,
that'll be exciting. Anyways. All right, well, if we've done our predictions. My phenomenal beach bod, you're going to a museum and dragging Tavish along, and that's it. I guess we can get to our fantastic guest.
Let's.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody, due to a bunch of scheduling problems and various miscommunications, the second half of this interview has not been recorded yet, and it's already late, so we're putting out the intro and the outro. Hopefully we will be able to touch base with a interviewee and get that second half of the interview recorded as soon as possible. And then we will update the feed. So keep an eye out for that. The name will change, the actual name of the guest. And yeah, and because the first half was very fun. But anyways, but here's just the intro and the outro with me and Tara. Yeah, hope you'll enjoy that. And we'll see you back here in a couple weeks with another new episode. Thanks, everybody. Bye. So I remember what it was I was going to say to you from six months ago. Well, actually, I think, as I recall, I remember this intro because, like, I think that night at 1 a.m. I messaged you and I was like, I remember what I was going to say. And so now I'm going to tell you what it was that I was going to say.
What? You aren't going to tell me, right?
I am going to tell you. I have. Yes.
Oh, thank God. I think you just said, I'm not going to tell you. And I was like, well,
no, I am going to tell you. No, I am going to tell you.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
It's not. Now I've built it up too much. Now I don't want to tell you. But the thing I was going to tell you is you were talking about how you were going to get to drive to Croydon and get to listen to whatever you wanted, whatever music you wanted to listen to. And then I was going to say is that I don't know that I'm going to have that problem with Tavish, because one of my favorite bands, which is a band called They Might Be Giants, they also do a ton of kids music. So I can just play They Might Be Giants for my kid, and then I never have to like play him stuff I don't like. So,
that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, my wife hates it. But yeah, so that was yeah, like it's just a funny thing, this band that I like, they somehow kind of transitioned into doing kids music kind of seamlessly, and so
their kids music though?
Yeah, the kids music is fun. It's just because their music was always like kind of nerdy and clever, so they were like, what if instead of making this nerdy clever song about death, we just make it about the alphabet? And then
genius. I mean, they've probably made a lot more money, I imagine.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, yeah, they do all right, those guys. So yeah, that was the thing I was going to tell you, was that I'm hoping, my plan is, and we'll see how well this goes, you know, when I'm in the car with the kid, I can just play whatever music I want, so.
Oh, that's nice. I've been playing them kids bop, which is essentially just all of the modern day pop that's normally full of swear words, but it's sung by kids and they've taken out all the swear words. So I kind of feel like I get to listen to some modern pop, but obviously it's child appropriate, and that's quite nice. Yeah. Kind of a compromise.
Do they ever like, is there like a kids bop version of WAP, or is there?
I just feel like I don't think they could possibly make that. I feel like they would literally have to change virtually every word for that. Yeah. I actually want to look that up now. I'm going to look it up. I bet there's not. I feel like there can't be.
I feel like there's some weird, because they used to have commercials for that on TV all the time in America. And I like some of the songs they would play, I'd be like, what? Why? No, this isn't for kids. you can't sanitize this. I don't know. I can't remember any. Anyway.
I've just looked up Kids Bop WAP and it doesn't exist, which to be honest is not a surprise. So that's disappointing for the kids. What about
Kids Bop? People, get on it if you're listening.
Well, I'm glad that you waited 6 months to tell me that. I feel like that was worth the wait. It was a really good amount of build up. Don't roll your eyes. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I was just like, oh yeah, I was, usually I forget things and then I never remember them. And I was just proud of myself for having remembered.
I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you, Matt. Like,
thank you.
I think, to be honest, I actually think it's really good that you remembered that, because that was annoying.
Yeah.
Listening back to it, it was like, oh man. Okay, so the whole decolonized thing was funny, because I was like, well, I've recolonized.
Now you've recolonized. Yeah. Ran over a koala on the way to your hotel. Oh well.
The commit to the summer bod bit made me feel sad, because I was like, I have not followed through on that. I feel like I have tried to exercise and eat generally healthy, but I'm definitely not pure muscle. I am way off pure muscle. I feel like,
no.
Yeah, like
still mostly fat and a little bit of muscle, and that's annoying to me. So it was annoying listening back, because it was like, oh wow, I forgot that I made that commitment and I totally didn't follow through. How about you? Have you been to a museum?
Oh yeah, I've been to the Ashmolean Museum, which is an art museum. I even went to the Pitt River Museum that I talked about at length.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Yeah. So we went to the Natural History Museum and the Pitt River, which is the same. They're in the same building. Disappointing thing about the Natural History Museum is there is a beehive in the Natural History Museum normally that you can see. It's like one of those beehives with like a glass front, mm-hmm. and you can see the bees inside. Yeah. But they removed it temporarily because they're doing construction on the building. So that was disappointing.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
you don't have to be so.
I literally thought you were going to say like, and all the, but sadly all the bees are dead or something like that. But that was a much less sad story. So I was glad about that.
Yeah, I'm sure the bees are fine. They're just in a temporary location that isn't where I can see them, which is a bummer for me.
Yeah.
And then also the Pitt River Museum. We had a long discussion about the shrunken heads. They've gotten rid of all the shrunken heads and all the.
No.
Like, no, it's wait a minute before you say no. They were like, actually, we kind of had a reassessment and we realized it was kind of fucked up to display dead people's remains in this kind of like looky-loo way where we're, I don't know, where they were like, we realized it was very culturally insensitive. So they got rid of all the exhibits that were like, here's a skull that's been dressed for some burial or whatever. So.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's interesting. I mean, like, I always thought they were really weird,
yeah,
and didn't really like them. So I'm not really sad. But then there's part of me that's like, well, I don't know. There are some cultures and stuff where they literally like dress up their dead and get them out for photos every year. Have you seen this? There's like, I can't remember where it is in the world. But anyway, we saw it on a documentary and they like get their dead like relatives out every year and get them dressed up and have photos with them. So like, I don't know. I guess it's just like a cultural thing. I mean, to us, that seems absolutely crazy. But to them, it's like a totally normal way of honoring their dead relatives.
But yeah, definitely pretty strange to be looking at
dead people's heads. I find it very strange. Also, like, but then surely there must be lots of that in museums generally. Like, if you look at, there's just so much that's old. Dead stuff.
I mean, you know, that's a lot of the MO of a lot of museums, but you know, it's, I don't know, there's this whole new discussion around museums, like if they should have any kind of indigenous, like, or like stuff that they've taken from, not even just like indigenous, but like the British Museum has all this like ancient Greek stuff that the Greeks are like, we'd like that back, please. And the British people are just like,
but we didn't take it. Our ancestors took it. So don't blame us.
Yeah, it was here when we got here. Yeah, so. Actually, I'm going to the British Museum in a couple weeks. And seeing there's a big exhibit there.
Well, make the most of it while you can, Matt, because they'll probably not have anything left in, like, you know, once they start giving stuff back, they're not going to have much, except for, like, I don't know, live in Stonehenge, and then the Welsh will be like, we want our stones back. They were here first.
That's a good point. I mean, what's the statute of limitations on something like that? So,
a load of, like, I don't know, British people dragged a bunch of stones across some borders is very different to obviously going and like raping and pillaging various lands and taking all their treasures. So, you know, I'm not actually genuinely comparing it for anyone listening. I am aware of that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nobody thought you were angry at the English. Now that you're not in England anymore, you're just like, here's what I really think of the English. Bunch of stone thieves. But it's a complicated thing. I don't really care if the things in museums are real or not. I don't know. So, but
hey, did Tavish fully appreciate them? I think that's the real question here. That's the most important question.
No, he pretty much slept through the whole thing. Like we went to a special exhibit at the Ashmolean, and sometimes he would kind of look at things and seemed excited, and then I realized he's just really sleepy, so I put him down and he napped through the rest of the exhibit. So he isn't quite getting the full experience of the museum, but it's nice for me to get out of the house. So
that's nice. I'm so sad that we never got to go to the Natural History Museum with the boys. We didn't go because Charlie was really sick that day that we planned to go, which is, I'm so sad about that, that we never got to do that. But anyway, at least we got to go to that story museum. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was something. All right, have we got any other... I can't remember. There was nothing else really other than the sort of... I thought it was funny that I was going on the bureaucracy that I was talking about with the visa thing. Like, as in, I feel like I'm just dealing with a whole different level now of like... Yeah. And it was just funny comparing like the bureaucracy with getting a visa to like literally being like confined to a camp.
Yeah.
Have I talked about that? Talked about that in this episode, right? As in, have we mentioned? I'm sorry,
you're in quarantine right now.
Yeah. I'm in quarantine right now in Australia, but we anyway, forget it, just cut all that.
All right,
is there anything else to say?
No, I mean, you're actually listening back to the intro reminded me that I need to get my indefinite leave to remain done.
Oh, yes, you must do that.
Yeah, so I need to get on that. So that was just a reminder that got a lot of work to do. Well, but this hasn't been work. This has been so much fun to talk to you, Tara. Catch
hey,
up.
Hey, I just want to say I'm very sorry. Like, obviously, because we're in quarantine and it's, you know, I mean, we're doing the best we can. We're trying to have fun and stuff. But like, it's kind of a weird time. And I feel like I'm not bringing a great energy today. And I just want to apologize for that.
Nah.
You know, I feel like maybe I'm a bit like negative, and I really hope that despite my negativity, everyone listening, and you in particular, Matt, can still find joy in the day. So, you know, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Find that sparkle, you know?
Yeah. I will definitely find my sparkle once I get my second cup of coffee in this morning, and I hope all our listeners do as well. Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you listening, and if you could, if you have the time, please rate, review, subscribe, or if you can tell a friend. Maybe you have a friend who's facing a long quarantine in a country, and they're like, what am I going to do for 2 weeks? And you'd be like, well, I've got 2 weeks of grade A podcast content for you to listen to, and you could recommend this fine podcast to them, and that would be swell. We would really appreciate it. If you want to follow us, we're 6 months later pod on all the things. You can send us an email at 6 months later pod at gmail.com. If you wanted to send us a nice little message, we always appreciate it. And some words of encouragement to Tara, who is of course locked in a room with her whole family. And Tara, if people want to find you, I mean, well, they could go to Darwin, to the camp that you're currently confined to.
You won't be able to get in here because the police are patrolling, but, you know, and there's barbed wire fences around. However,
but if people could gather outside with signs that say Free Tara, you know,
that would be really nice.
Free the Newton Wordsworth Four. That's what, just, you know, stand outside with the signs. Let Tara go. You know, that'd be really fun.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be appreciated, guys. And if you want to find me on the socials, my handle is tara.the.ham. Tara the Ham. That's me, like a meat. And, you know, I love seeing you. I love seeing your faces on the old Instagram. So come say hi, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. Oh, where can people find you, Matt?
Thank you. Oh, I'm still here. Oh, I forgot, too. If people want to find me, I'm M. Shadorn on Instagram, and pretty much that's it. You could friend me on Facebook, I guess, if you wanted to. It'd be nice to get a friend request on Facebook that isn't a weird sex bot.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't accept my request.
So what it is? I'm like, too attractive, obviously a bot. Yeah, and also if I make another podcast called Same as Behaven, and big news with that is that we are doing a live show on December 12th. This is our Christmas special.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about St. Nicholas, and we're going to have a live show all about St. Nicholas. What's his deal? What does it have to do with cannibalism and prostitutes? I don't know.
What?
Anna has teased that there's something about cannibalism involved in the name, in the life of St. Nicholas, and so I am intrigued. So we're going to talk about that and get into it on December 12th. So check that out. If you go to qedcomedylab.com, you can find links for tickets and all kinds of events that I'll be at or running or doing stuff with. So check that out. And thanks again, everybody. We hope you find your spark. And we'll see you next week.
In 6 months. Take it easy.
Bye. 'Oh, Sammy's at nursery, bottomless mimosas. By which I mean I will not be wearing pants while I drink these mimosas.
That does sound really good, to be honest.